The Sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Talking weekend movies again with our friend Ms. Movie Phone Gray Drake from MoviePhone.com. Before we get to a clip from Best of Enemies, we were talking this week. So think about this, Gray. We got all of your exes into one room.
You're welcome.
What's the one thing they would all agree about you on?
Oh, my God.
That's been the reaction to everyone we've asked this question.
God, you guys, like, you just hit me with the most existential question, and it is, like, not even noon yet. And also, I've been stuck in Vegas for a week, and I'm super dehydrated, so thank you for this. I think that what they would say is that one of my most intense character traits is that once I have made a decision, there's no stopping me.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
I realize that about myself, and I understand that that's not always a practical approach, and it doesn't always work. But unfortunately, I just am such a, I go by my gut. And so once I feel that I've received the message of what I need to be doing or where I need to go, it's just impossible to stand in front of a freight train.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
She's a freight train.
She is. All right, now let's get to a clip from Best of Enemies.
Now you listen to me, Councilman, and you too, Mr. Tucker. We ain't going nowhere until we get down to the brass tacks. You understand me?
Everything all right here, Bill?
Speaking of freight trains.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, speaking of freight trains, Taraji P. Henson playing Ann Atwater. Woo, she's mm-hmm. a freight train. That is a very apt comparison. So this Best of Enemies is based on a true story. When in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, Ann Atwater was fighting on behalf of a school full of black children that had been displaced. Their school, you know, had an electrical fire.
Okay.
And so they needed a place to go so they could get an education. And she butted heads with C.P. Ellis, who was the head of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, okay.
And, like those guys, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that character is, or that real-life person is played by Oscar winner Sam Rockwell. They could not have picked two better actors to share with us this really important moment in our nation's history. The two of them together is completely electric. It's you know what? That I shouldn't have said that word because it was an electrical fire.
No, right. That's okay.
No disrespect.
Yes, of course not. Yeah.
But the two of those actors together are fantastic. So you should definitely check this movie out if you're a history buff, or if you want to see just exactly how moving someone can be when they believe in something very important.
All right. That sounds like a really mm-hmm. good movie.
Yes,
all right. Gray Drake, of course, she is Ms. Movie Phone now. You can get all the reviews, moviephone.com. That's phone with F-O-N-E, right, Gray? Isn't that right?
Yep.
All right. Great to talk to you. You have a great weekend. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you for calling. This is not going to get old.
No, it's not. It never will. I love it. You have a great weekend. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.